It is May 11th, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 59. I'm Chris, and next to me here, virtually, are four of the most amazingly looking men you'll ever want to see. What's going on tonight, guys?
What's up? Oh, wait, we're not streaming live tonight, are we?
We are not streaming live tonight. Sorry. I'm on Wi-Fi and a remote destination in a secret location, so I figured we should not stream at the same time since the Wi-Fi is not as good.
Are you in a bunker?
Are you?
I'm in a secret.
It's an underground bunker.
A secret underground bunker. Don't worry about it.
I'm surprised you even can connect.
I know something you guys don't know, and you should get to your bunker immediately.
Uh-oh.
Really?
The time of the five kings has arrived.
Yes.
Let me figure it out. Like, your bunker looks kind of crappy, Chris.
What?
You need a better bunker.
Are you serious? You think you could build a bunker like this? It's got wood and concrete and refrigerators.
And furnaces? Is that a furnace?
Yeah, that's a furnace.
Hell yeah, it's a furnace. Oh. My bunkers have all the latest luxuries.
Amenities.
Yes. Is that a hibbing bunker?
I cannot disclose the nature of my secret location, so I'm sorry.
It's a secret location.
Yeah, don't worry. When the apocalypse comes, we got our plan taken. Adam's driving us around in his FedEx truck to get up here, and we'll be fine. So.
That's true. Somebody called it the Great North once.
Is that Canada? Well,
I don't know who said that.
I don't know why you would be in Canada, but somebody called it the Great North.
It's Canada light. It's light Canada.
Do like 20 questions. Like, how close are you to like a meth house?
Is inside a meth house considered close to it?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I'm so good.
Let's get started hot tonight, because we got a lot of things to cover and not a lot of time. So, it looks like a lot of things have happened. Let's start with the movie we saw, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Fucking movie. We did it. We saw it. People have reviews. They have gut reactions. Go.
All right, Ryan, because you see you see the most amount of movies, but you remember the least amount of movies.
He also sees the least because he has to get up and go pee in the middle of them.
That's not true. That's Miller.
Not as much as Miller, I was going to say.
Yeah. So, Ryan, what do you think?
Let me think. Let me remember what the story is about. So I liked it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Mm-hmm. They... Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
The first one, Adam.
Oh. They did a really good job of continuing to have lots of funny dialogue throughout the show. Like, the show's funny. It's a funny-ass show. And I like that about it. And the story was good. I guess it was good. I'd say it was good. It was good. It was funny. It was fun. And there was some good action scenes.
Too much action.
Probably, you know, I give it like 80% funny, 10% plot, and 10% action. And it's great. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm glad he broke it down into percentages of funny to
irrelevant
plot.
Things.
Stellar review. I love it. Good job, buddy.
Right.
Who's next?
I'm going to call this my shoe-in of the week. My lock of the year. Lock it down.
Okay.
For a feel-good movie, this movie's awesome. Like, I don't know how much I can say it. I really like the soundtrack, and I think the soundtrack is really fun.
That's because you're old and you love old music.
I might be old, but that music just gets me every time. It's awesome. And I like seeing Howard the Duck.
Spoilers. Just like random.
Oh, like he's in there a lot. A lot. Well, he is.
No, so. He's in there for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
Well, he's in there twice as long as the other movie.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Adam likes it because of Howard the Duck and music. Dave, too?
As past listeners will know, I was looking forward to this movie more than Thor. High expectations. It met my expectations. It wasn't as good as the first one, but I think that's because the first one was so unique. And it had a lot to live up to, the second one. But I still thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a The story was pretty good. You know, the interesting kind of twist at the end was interesting. But like Ryan and Adam both kind of said, the laughter, the humor, the playing off each other, especially the relationship between Drax and Mantis, was absolutely hilarious. I thought that was pretty good. You know, this one, the first one was more about creating a family, and this one was more about, okay, what is your true family? Is it this, or is it something that you've been searching for?
Damn it, you got me in the feelers.
I know, it was really, it had some feeling to it. There's some things that were probably kind of washed over or not explored, or it's just kind of like, why are they there? But overall, I really, really like the movie.
Okay.
Dave, what about you? I thought it was really great. I thought it was like it was right from the get go that that makeup / CG that was done on Kurt Russell is really good.
Yes,
like because the thing is, I guess a lot of that was young makeup, Kurt Russell. A lot of it was makeup. It's not. Yeah, wasn't the old. It wasn't the CG and stuff. Because so they did a lot of makeup and stuff like that. Yeah.
How did they cover up that giant beard? Sorry to interrupt.
That giant beard. I think you can just shave it, Adam. You know, you can shave beards. Not all of us have to keep their beards forever, but some can shave. But what I liked the most is it did, like, it had a death that not only served the plot, it also served to make all the characters that were involved with it better. Like, his Yondu's arc, boom, was fully complete, and he chose that his death, and that was like, and he made every character he'd come across better, like all the Guardians better. He made Rocket better by explaining, hey, you're just like me, dude. I did the exact same things that you did. He made Peter Quill better by saying, like, hey, I may not be your dad, but you're my son. And then Peter finally accepting it, like, hey, you know, you were a weird, crazy-ass dad, but you're my dad. And, like, he made everyone... It was, like, I think it was, out of all the Marvel movies, it was the best handled, best performed, and, like, most emotionally impactful death that they've had in all the movies.
It hit Dave in the feelers.
Interesting. I have to think about that. There's not a lot of death in the Marvel movies, honestly, which is... It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. But then that's what I think it hit the... It was the strong. It was a strong, like, death that made everything better.
It's hard to compare that with Logan, which... I mean, you say
Logan's
that...
Logan's not a Marvel, like, not in the Marvel...
Cinematic universe. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a standalone.
So...
Okay.
But I really liked it.
Okay.
I think the story was stronger in the first one, but this one had to juggle a lot more plates by being more inter... Like, the first Guardians, it's like... Hey, here's our little tiny connection at the very end of the movie to the bigger universe at hand. And now this one had to say, like, oh, there's a bunch of things that we have to make reference to so everyone can say that this is in the middle of everything.
Sure.
So it had a lot more plates to spin.
So. Yeah.
Weren't you saying that it was very Empire-like or similar?
I thought it, like, except Empire ended, like, totally down. Like, yeah. It was like, it's like, how do we defeat everything? This one ended down, but then all of a sudden, like, it ended up, and everyone was like, okay, like, you know, this bad thing happened, but everything is, like, the Ravagers are better, like, they're better, everyone's sad, but in a better place. It's not this, so it's not like Empire that way.
Sad but true.
Yeah.
Not a depressed place.
Okay, well, I don't know. I liked the movie, and I thought the humor was the best part of the movie. Part of me doesn't like the fact that this is such high fantasy. I'm going to call this like high fantasy, because as I explained on the other podcast, mm-hmm. this isn't like most of the other movies. You can, I mean, they're superhero like, but you can see them happening in our world. You can see. Mm-hmm. Thor coming down. I mean, it seems like it's steeped in reality. This does not seem like it's steeped in reality. It seems like, especially the space fights, they seem very like it's a bit like video game-ish. It's like, this is the video game portion now, where the ships do ridiculous things that no ship could ever do, but just enjoy it and watch. And that kind of takes me away sometimes a little bit. I don't know why, it just does.
No, okay. I have to kind of agree with that, because, you know, you look at the Marvel Universe in general, a lot of the stuff they have is seeped in reality of what's going on here on planet Earth, let's say, right? There's, you know, a lot of the stuff takes place here or has a mystical background that can relate back to mythology that is, you know, built up by the human race, where Guardians is out there. It, you know, one of the first criticisms before the first Guardians ever came out was, I don't know how well this film's going to do because it is set out way out there, way out in space.
Amongst the stars.
Right, and it's totally weird, so I can totally see your point, Chris.
But I don't feel like the first movie suffered from this as much. This one just seemed like they felt like, we have extra money, let's do some cool effects with computer and ship screens and going black. But the other one seemed more, I don't know, based in reality. I don't know. I kept waiting for the plot to develop to a point where, like, where's the big bad guy coming? Where is it going to happen? When are we going to get there? And then when it got there, it was just, like, there. And you're like, oh, this is where we're going with this. So it kind of felt like it was more insular. Like, we didn't really explore the universe. Remember the first one? We went to a couple different planets. We went around and did stuff. And yeah. We saw different shit going on. This one seemed like, right away, we're like, oh, we're here now. And this is where the only place we'll really be. And it was fine. It's just, I think the first one did a better job of creating a universe where I felt like something was going on. And this one just kind of felt like it was, here's where it's taking place. Watch. I don't know. That's just, but like I said, I think the humor definitely made this, put it over the edge and said, especially, Drax and his interactions were really good. So.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the sequence that was, but there was a sequence where I couldn't stop laughing for like a minute. I think it had to do with Taserface and Rocket. I'm not sure.
That was hilarious.
I was thinking it could have been the...
it's a metaphor.
When they, really? That really? Was funny.
You wake up in the morning, you think of a name, and you think that Taserface, that instills fear in people?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right,
I thought it was.
So thumbs up all around. I'm hearing Ryan looks like one thumb down. So all right, cool.
Ryan's thumbs down. Wow, really?
I didn't know. I said 100% great. Broke it up into full percentiles of funny, plot, and action. So,
and I agree with Adam that the music was good. I do think the music on the first one was a little bit stronger. They're both good, but correct. The first one was a little stronger. So.
I think we knew the other songs in the first one a little bit more, but these are there's some obscure, not, I wouldn't say obscure, but they're just not our mainstream songs we've grown up with. So I don't know. I just like it.
Post-credit scenes were pretty fun and interesting. You know, they added a little bit, but not a lot.
Not very
much. I like the Teenage Groot one. That was kind of fun.
That was a fun one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for reviewing it. We got a lot more to go, so and we'll bring back this movie a little bit later in the episode. So, but until then, let's get going here.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Go! What else we got to talk about tonight? What else is amazing? What else is happening?
So this past week, we're seeing a lot of TV networks do some renewals or call to orders of series. So the TV world is starting to pick up a little bit for the fall. So a couple announcements this week of series coming to live TV next year. Black Lightning, we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks back. That's another superhero show in the Berlanti Arrowverse. That'll be coming to the CW next year. So that's now makes five shows. This one hasn't even done a pilot episode yet. They're just like, yeah, all right, it's the CW. We're gonna just go put it on there.
Mm-hmm. Might as well call it the Marvel or the DC Net Universe.
Might as well just like, call it the DC Network. You know, instead of the CW, just call it DC. But I mean, this, you know, Berlanti, not only does he have the five superhero shows, but he also does Riverdale. So you might as well just change the CW just to Berlanti. I mean, he's just running everything over there, it seems like.
Well, they probably haven't had such a good run since Buffy, so.
Yeah. Another one that's coming to live TV, Judge Dredd.
Ooh,
really?
Yep. Instead of doing the movie, they are going to create the TV show. Still by the same guys that did the Carl Urban version, not the Sylvester Stallone version, and the comic writers. No network attached to it yet. It's early stages of development, but that's their plan. They want to bring that to live TV, live action.
Seems like a USA Network or like a some other.
I'd like probably like FXX or Sci-Fi.
I don't see Sci-Fi there. Picking.
It can't be it can't be bloody enough. Mm. Like that movie needs to be bloody. It needs to be a hard R show with excessive amounts of violence. That's like the whole point. It's like a world where excessive amounts of violence. It's like,
yeah,
it's like,
I agree. That's what it's got going for it, right? It's otherwise it just seems, I don't know, it feels weak. Like there's not enough. I don't know. The character's not super exciting to me enough to be like, I need to see this every week. You know, seeing a movie every now and then where a lot of people get shot up and stuff. That's fine, but I don't know if I need to see this every week. So I don't know if I'll watch that.
Yeah.
What's it? What channel is it going to be on?
We don't know.
No network attached to it.
How about ABC On Demand or whatever CBS On Demand.
Yeah, let's say no.
Speaking of which, do we have any updates on Star Trek? Is there ever any type of release date or anything like that?
It's dead in the water.
Search, but I haven't heard. No, it's not.
No, they've spent so much money on it.
The cast and all that. So I have to search, see if we can get an update for that.
Okay. We didn't mention this past weekend was Comic Book Day. Is it National Comic Book Day or just Minnesota Comic Book Day or just Regional Comic Book Day? How's it work? I remember this last weekend was, I went into the comic book store and they're like, hey, we had National or we had Comic Book Day. And I was like, cool, yeah, I wasn't here.
It's National.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's the big publishers get together and say, like, put together their, here's a bunch of half comics and like here's a, you know, where it's like the front half, the front 10 pages are this comic and the back 10 pages are secondary. Like if you flip it over, then it's like read it from the other side. It's tastes. It's like really small tastes of stuff like that. It's nothing ever really great.
Well, right, but I think it was created
like,
to try to,
or it's like a, yeah,
right. It's a gateway, right? It's trying to get kids in, trying to get people interested, because I think that's what's lacking the most of. And the comic shop I went to, it seemed like they had their shit together. I mean, they had like a drawing contest for kids, and they said they were a little disappointed not enough cosplayers came because there was a death in the community, I guess, which kept a bunch away at the wake or something. It was really interesting. Yeah, like, one of the guys who was big in the cosplay community died somehow. I didn't really get too much information, but they said and that the funeral was that day, so most people were at that instead of coming around. But I think it does a good job as a gateway. I didn't see Ryan there. He should have been there. It's right next to his house. He should go down there, bring his kids, inspire their imagination.
I should go there. I went there one time. It was nice.
Once.
I would recommend it again. I appreciate it.
Right. I talked him into a 10% discount, which I felt good about.
I don't think you need to. They just always ask, are you part of our discount club?
Yeah.
You can say yes, and they don't check anything.
Oh, really?
They haven't asked for my card in like 2 years.
Yeah, I've never given it. And they give it away for free if you're a member of the military or a former member of the military, which is interesting too.
Aren't you always a member of the military?
Yes. Thus you get free stuff. It's good stuff.
Like, and it's like $10 or something for like a year. And it's 10% off.
Right, so it's not even that big of a deal, but...
Right. It's like if you buy four issues the first time you buy it, it basically covers the cost of you spending $10. So,
yeah, did you? I was watching this or listening to this podcast about holidays. Actually, like, you know how there's a lot of days.
No,
like it's Dog Day and like
365
international,
day and like
International Pancake
International.
Day.
Yeah, there's like a freaking day. Dog there's tons day. Of days. There's just
Dog Days of summer.
And they did a report on this, and they were talking about how it all went about. And apparently, there used to be a time where people could make laws about celebratory days, and they got out of control. And like, you know, six out of 10 laws passed were about having naming certain days to be certain special days. And so they killed that and said, you can't do that in the government anymore. So some like magazine took over as sort of the definitive source of what is a holiday. And so they're tracking down something called Splurge Day. Like, where the hell did this come from? Like, is this a PR stunt? And they traced it all the way back, and it turned out there was a lady who just came up with holidays. Like, she just had ideas, she wrote them down, the ones she liked the most she would submit and see if they got picked up. And she submitted like hundreds of holidays. So like, literally people just make them up and then like, if people like them, I guess, then they become a thing. Which is kind of weird. You know what I mean? So, anyways,
I'd like to participate in that Splurge Day.
That's Splurge Day.
That's Splurge Day.
That's a different day. I'm just saying.
I hate Adam so much.
Really? You hate him?
I hate him.
I can't hate him. That was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Come on, I waited for that one.
Yeah, I know. You were thinking it. I could just see smoke and stuff.
Smoke and stuff.
Ding. Yeah, smoke and stuff. No good with words.
So what's the next? What's the next big movie that comes out that we're waiting for that like people will go?
Wonder Woman.
That's the next big one.
June 2nd,
isn't it?
Baby Driver's 28th.
That's not a big driver's movie. How dare you? Just because you want to see it, does that mean just because you're a driver totally and be, you love movies about drivers?
There's like two movies I want to see. Two. And I already saw one of them. Pirates of the Caribbean comes out before Wonder Woman.
Alien comes out on the 19th.
Of May.
Yeah, Baywatch is the 25th.
So let's talk a little bit about this Alien movie that's coming up. I am not steeped into the Alien culture like some people might be. In fact, I would say if I had to choose between spending a night with my friends hanging around and talking and playing games or going to see this Alien movie, I would choose the first. I'll still go see it if people go see it because it's Alien, blah, 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 blah. But it's not like I love this franchise like some people do. Does anybody else love this franchise? Are people just like stoked for more Alien movies?
I used to love it.
Not like I have just seen them all, so I will just continue to see them all.
but you must be enjoying them. Otherwise, it'd be like,
yeah, like I
just
never
keep punching myself in the face because I started punching myself in the face, or else I keep punching myself.
Well, one doesn't cause me pain. They're not painful to watch.
Well, if,
like,
that's what I'm saying. If they were, some movies are painful to watch, and if they were, so you'd.
Yeah, then I stop watching them in the movie theater and just wait till they're on TV and then watch them there. So it's like an internal pain. I watch them when I'm in the comfort of my own home.
You'll still watch them. You'll just watch them at home.
Right.
There's a couple of them that are bad in the series, but the last one was pretty good.
I think they're always visually interesting.
I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that, yeah.
As we've determined, Aliens is a really great movie. Like, the first Alien was cool because it was like we are trapped inside of a place with a thing hunting us down. And that's it's a sci-fi slasher movie, effectively.
Yeah.
It's like you have a killer that you can't get away from, and it is moving, and you are in a haunted house, but you can't get out of it. So it's just a basically space haunted house movie.
Space haunted house.
Which makes it, like, that much more easier to watch. I'm not a horror flick person. So
I think that's why they never really spoke to me, because they are at heart horror movies. It's horror sci-fi, you know, and those correct. Aren't yep. my favorite in the whole world. So
what, you didn't like Leprechaun in Space?
That would be a horror. That would be a horror comedy. That's entirely different.
Are you sure it's not sci-fi? Because Leprechaun was it eight? Leprechaun 8 in space or whatever?
Yeah, just adding in space does not make it. Does not make it sci-fi.
Are you sure?
It might. Yes. Actually. It might.
No,
I think I'm kind of with you, Adam. It can be both a horror comedy and a sci-fi.
Oh, I've never seen duality. It.
Crosses many genres.
It doesn't. No.
Here we go.
No, it doesn't work that way.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Okay, Ryan. I let you have dominion over all things having to do with programming. It's just that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So let me have dominion over this.
Wait. How far can we
this put it? And so only
if,
this.
If we have like King Arthur, and but then it's like just another King Arthur story, but you say in space. Because instead of horses, they ride spaceships. But other than that, it's the exact same with the same dialogue and the same weapons and everything. It's now sci-fi.
Yes,
I agree with Ryan on this.
Space equals sci-fi.
Well, no, that's not how it works.
According to Ryan, it
I'm
does.
I'm Google,
and he's
I'm
programmer. Google sci-fi. His programming okay. says does equals yep. does space equal sci-fi? Yes equals yes.
Right.
Because in order to do the things in space, they clearly need advanced technology. Otherwise, they would...
What for? They just have horses in space.
In order mm-hmm. to have horses Whoa. In space, they need advanced technology.
Why? You just don't explain it. You show people riding around horses in space.
Didn't Bravestar do that? That was pretty badass.
I think Braveheart did that, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So, yeah.
All right. Ryan, fiction
based on or imagined future scientific or technological advances and major social or environmental changes, like in space.
Frequently
portrayed portraying space or time travel or life on other planets. Look at the definition here. It says or environmental changes. For example, being in space is a significant environmental change.
Sure, but hang on. So if it's a Western, that's completely a Western, but it's being some aliens are terraforming the world, and you never see the aliens. All you see is the effects of the terraforming. That's an environmental change. Is that now a sci-fi movie?
Serenity? Hello?
Wait a minute. Arrival.
Yep, Cowboys
in
Space.
Is Arrival a sci-fi movie?
Yes.
Did not have anything to do with space.
But I didn't say that all movies that are sci-fi have to do with space. I said that all movies that are set in space are sci-fi.
So totally Star different. Wars is a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
We kind of determined last week that it was not a sci-fi movie.
It's a fucking fantasy movie.
I would say some people thought it was. And some
yes, there was
it wasn't.
Disagreement on that.
No, I think everybody believed it, and we voted, and it was 4-0. You missed the vote. Sorry, buddy. Okay, well, let's get off this because it's, your mom and all that. What else is going on?
Going back to your Star Trek Discovery thing, they think we'll find out solidly next week when CBS announced their lineup. Everyone's speculating in the fall.
Okay, sounds good. I can wait till then because, I'm not super jazzed about this one because they keep pushing it back and changing shit. So,
How jazzed are you for a Deadpool animated TV series brought to you by Mr. Glover himself?
Not at all. Sorry. You know my feelings on animated cartoon anything. I can't get into them that much. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm in the minority. I realize that. Maybe. What was this going to be R-rated? Is this going to be PG?
Yep. No, it'll be R-rated on the FXX channel. So, that's all I know.
XX? Yeah. Is that like...
It's like the FX channel, you know. It's like Fox's channel. But it's like they had so much stuff on there, they're producing so much original content that they started a second channel.
Okay. All right.
So that was pretty good stuff like that. But
Goldberg's got renewed.
Yay!
Two more seasons of Goldberg's coming your way.
But American Gods got...
Renewed
after two episodes, so that's good. Because that show was great.
Is it Stars?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's nothing else on Stars. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, they probably saw like a 1,000% increase in viewership. Right. So they're like, yay!
Yeah, I would imagine they even probably got some subscription 2 stars just for this show. Maybe not a lot, right, but a few probably, which is, I guess, what they're going for.
Starting, what did I say? On Twitch, starting on May 15th at 8 in the morning, they're showing all 886 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood back-to-back.
That's pretty awesome. Once again, Twitch wins.
That was like childhood,
18 straight days that they're just going to play Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I wonder what category that's going to be under, because like the Julia Child stuff's all under food, and some people have IRL stuff, but right. I don't know what that category that's going to be. Just awesome.
Right.
Maybe under sci-fi.
Yeah, it'd actually probably be under sci-fi.
According to Ryan's definition.
So wait,
he says the word space.
If you took Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the entire show, and just told at the end, very end, the last run, this was all happening aboard a holodeck, is that not making a sci-fi show?
High fantasy.
Probably, but it'd be a dumb one. Like, it doesn't mean it's good.
It's like the Newhart show.
So, Ryan, like, so if I'm watching a movie and then they pan up to the sky and show like the moon or stars, and we know that the planet that they're on is still Earth, but it shows that Earth is surrounded by space.
Oh, well, that's called a documentary.
And then and the planet is moving through space. It's sci-fi, right?
That's a documentary. Any kind of panning or showing things is usually a documentary.
Wait. So
this is pretty easy, Dave. You can keep bringing these all night, but it's too easy.
Speaking of scientists, these scientists discovered a new dinosaur species, and it was in Montana, and it is a plant eater. But they are naming it after the guy who found it is naming it after Zool from Ghostbusters.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes, it's pretty. The fact that it's just, if you're a nerd in one thing, you're probably a nerd in all things.
And it's called a what?
It is called a Azul Cruivacitor. It's 75 million years ago. A plant eater. The skull basically just looks like the fucking the dogs.
Mm. Right. Well, that's cool that he pays homage, because it's like, this kind of looks like Zool. That's pretty cool. I like that.
I like her because she sleeps above her sheets. It's 4 feet right above her sheets.
That's so good. And after a few years of them not putting out a game, Koei has just released some pictures and some a little bit of footage of a Dynasty Warriors game, but it is an open world game. Ooh. That the whole game takes place over 60 years and follows 83 different characters throughout the game.
Okay, you had me with Koei, so you're good.
Right? Yep, it has a day-night cycle, and you will be able to travel all throughout to all the major battles and locations that are told in Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
That's cool. Is this we're English? We're going to get an English like main good arrival, yep, or what do they call it? Because the last fucking Romance of the Three Kingdoms, the only way I could get it was, it's still $60 and it's in Chinese and I cannot read it, so I can't buy it. So right. I don't really want to buy it if I can't play it if I can't read it.
Ooh. Sorry, Chris. There's no Guan in this.
Yeah, right. What? You can't make anything about that era without having Guan Yu in it. Come on.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. So that looks pretty great.
What did they say? What systems yet? Or
PlayStation 4 is the only one they have it on now.
Is it early in development still? Or
yeah, they are. Because it's weird, in Japan, they tell you, they're like, we are 40% completed with the game. And that's a weird Japanese way of saying things. Like, what does that mean?
Ryan would love to live in Japan.
I like that. Makes sense. Quantify it as much as you can.
But that doesn't make sense, because you usually build, like, the game from, like, a ground up. Like, how do you get to a point and say, like,
right,
we're 40% done?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Like, say it took say it took them like 2 months to get there. That's 40% of the time. You can expect like another six months to go.
How do you know how long it takes to make a game?
Right. Games they start with a few guys coming up with an idea, and they start going like, okay, here's our pre-production. Now we have 8 guys on the team, right? And as they start production, they ramp those 8 guys up to 80 guys. So are they just constantly doing maths to make sure that they're at, we're like, we're at 40%.
I'm just saying, they actually don't speak Japanese, so.
This is like Dave too might do this, but if he's working in software and project management, that's actually what exactly they do on a big project. They basically, in order to invest in it, they need to have an estimated time of completion. So they basically make a skeleton of how long it's going to take, how long each thing is. They don't know all the details, but they say it'll take about 6 people, about 3 weeks for this, and 12 people, 3 weeks for that. So we need to figure out exactly how many people we get working on it. So they actually know, man. They know that shit.
Okay,
they're probably wrong. Usually they're wrong a little bit, and they're late.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but they still try.
They have to do a cost analysis and forecast and all that jazz.
If this entire team that's developing this game is set on the Enterprise E, is it a sci-fi game? That's all I want to know. if they're all doing the coding on the Enterprise E.
I don't think so. I think now, if they videotape them on the Enterprise E building a game, that would be both a sci-fi and a video game making documentary. Because they'd be in space, but it'd be real life. But yeah, it's interesting.
It might be a drama.
A drama?
Drama for your meme.
Oh, sweet. Dramas.
Okay, so last week we debuted something that has no name. So I'm going to leave it up to you people to have a name for something. And this will not be every week, so don't get your panties in a twist here. This is going to be occasionally where we take a genre or something and we compile the best of the best until we find the best. The best, last week, as we know, the best sci-fi movie ever made turned out to be Dune, of course. Which, when I told my wife that, she shook her head and sighed.
Has she seen the movie?
Of course. Come on.
Yeah,
it's like the second thing I showed her.
The first was your penis.
My penis. All right. So this week, I thought a nice little segue from... Oh, my mouse isn't working. Hang on. From the movie we just watched, we are going to do the top Marvel movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. All right,
they've been
randomly paired. Now, sometimes we're gonna have to talk about them a little bit because people, especially Ryan, won't remember what happens in each one. But I think when we get down to it, we're gonna find the quintessential, the best Marvel movie they've come out with.
Okay,
and you have to be careful because your nostalgia is sometimes not as powerful as what you just saw this weekend.
That's true.
All right,
so we're gonna kick it off here, and we're gonna kick it off strong. We're gonna kick it off with Captain America: Civil War.
Okay.
Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Oh.
So people might have to talk about this because I guarantee Ryan doesn't remember what happened to each movie.
And this is favorite, right? Not best.
This is best and favorite combined into one, like I like to call the favorite.
Favorite. Okay.
No, buff favorite.
Favest.
The favest movie.
That sounds like a sci-fi title.
It's in space, so yeah, it is.
Wait, which part?
Like, so, Ryan, are you reading about the plot?
Of course he did. So somebody,
I'm looking at pictures.
Somebody talk about Civil War real quick.
It's the one that we just saw.
Exactly right.
So Civil War begins with...
I don't need the whole plot.
Yep.
What?
I don't need the whole plot. I just need a quick summary.
So
Captain America was born a young black man.
So Civil War sees
the
separation of the Avengers over what is morally right versus what is right, and has a lot to do with the Sokovia Accords and power, you know, people with powers registering themselves and being monitored and organized through the UN. We see the introduction of Black Panther. Spider-Man comes back in this one. Ultimately, it leads to an epic showdown between Captain America and Iron Man all put together thanks to Baron von Zemo. And we see them separated at the end of the movie into two different factions.
Yeah, it does not end on a happy note at all. Half of them are in jail, right?
Yep. War Machine broke his back. He's learning how to, you know, walk again.
Which Doctor Strange refuses to fix, that fucker.
So, yeah, it was a pretty good one.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and for Captain America Winter Soldier, give me 18 words about it.
Bucky's back. Back in black.
Adam, I love you. I previously said I hate you. I love you.
Nick Fury assassinated by mysterious Winter Soldier. Shield wants to release helicarriers, one word, to stop potential super human threats.
All right, that took too long, too. So, yeah. Basically, this is the one where we find out that Hydra's been within S.H.I.E.L.D., shit happens.
Yep.
And Bucky gets brainwashed.
Bucky gets brainwashed, and they fight on the helicarriers. Helicarriers fall. Bam, right? Which one is the favest?
I'm going to say Winter Soldier. Wait, no. Civil War.
Winter Soldier.
I'm going to say Winter Soldier. I think it is a better movie. It is better paced, better plot. I think, like, the action, I think, is more personal and better. Like, I think it is more, like, grounded. It's because it's just a more grounded movie.
Even when, even between Captain America and Iron Man, where they're just talking, I mean, you could tell they're at odds, and they talk about how they are at odds because of their point of view, basically.
I think it's a
better
movie.
But at the end,
it breaks
down to, he killed my parents. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Civil War. Civil War is like a comic book fan's. Like, if the more you like comic books, the more you will like Civil War. Like, I think Winter Soldier is just a more polished, like pacing is better.
Like, okay, so basically that means, and here's how I want you to come to an answer on these for everybody. Yep. You have one movie left to watch in your life. Is it going to be Civil War or Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Winter Soldier.
These are like exactly the same movie.
That's
how I remember them. It's like,
well, let's say
superheroes doing shit. I cannot distinguish them with my
hand. Hey, Ryan, nobody's surprised. I'm sorry, brother.
It's like,
I mean, like, there was
sci-fi
long movie,
drama versus sci-fi drama comedy. They're very close.
Okay, so I have I think Adam said Civil War and Dave 2 said Winter Soldier. What else we got? Who else?
Ryan does not know because he can't distinguish.
I'm going with Civil War.
Okay, Ryan,
based on the images I viewed, it looks better.
Dave, what about you?
Me? If having to give me only to watch one of the or the other, I still think I would watch Winter Soldier more.
All right, good deal.
Having watched Winter Soldier more.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand that Winter Soldier is a good movie. However, I'd like to point out, there's a scene in Civil War where fucking Iron Man uses his beams and Captain America blocks him and shit. It's good stuff. Civil War wins. Let's move on. All right, so it won 3-2, very hotly contested.
That's fine.
They're both great movies. They're both great movies. They're both fun.
I think it's like 90 and 89. It's like very, it's so close.
What does it for me is the fact that, and Amy would disagree. My wife would disagree with this because she didn't like Civil War because they fought. She doesn't like when they fight each other. But the fact that they brought in Ant-Man, they brought in Spider-Man, they brought in the supplemental characters to round out the teams, I thought brought it over the edge. It's more fun for me to watch. So there you go.
That was fun.
All right, second one. Here we go. Thor: The Dark World, which Ryan definitely doesn't remember, against The Incredible Hulk.
Which Incredible Hulk?
Well, there's only one, and what? I don't remember it.
The Incredible Hulk is the Ed Norton one. Is where he's in Brazil. He's practicing jiu-jitsu, so Chris already likes it more.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nope, tanks. Not tanks. No, it's not okay. Tanks. Not okay. Tanks. He fights Emil Bronski, who becomes the. They try to get the super sore. Yep, and he becomes the Abomination, and they have that huge fight.
Yeah, I remember
in
that.
Harlem.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So that, right. that's the Incredible Hulk.
Okay,
I actually like that Incredible Hulk. I remember liking it.
So right. I have no problem with
I
it
did,
at all.
But like I went back and watched it recently because it was on TV, and it was really dated. Those special effects for Hulk are really dated. It doesn't look good really at all. But I have to kind of take it for the time it came out, which you know was back then. So, but whatever. What happens in the Dark World? I don't really remember.
It's the Thor Dark World is the elves in space. The Dark Elves.
Ooh, it's a sci-fi.
Are awakened.
Sci-fi.
It is sci-fi. This is where we're dealing with actually one of the Infinity Stones. Aether. Aether.
Is that the one that puts everybody to sleep?
No, that was Thor. No. That was the Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk put everyone to sleep.
So, yeah, this is the Aether is, I can't remember exactly all the details about it, but the elves want it. It gives them all power. It's within Jane. So they attack Asgard.
Right.
She's there.
I remember that. It, like, eats her face or something, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so let's vote on this.
Oh, that's the one where they go into the other world and fight everything. In the beginning, where right?
It has a... As Loki being awesome and he's in the prison and they're just like talking. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
But it has space elves, which is pretty
cool. Yep.
All right. So, unless you got something to say about one or the other to sway votes, go ahead and start voting.
I will watch. If I had watched two, I would watch Thor more often than I watch The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Same.
Thor.
Ryan.
Agreed.
Oh, Thor wins hands down. All right. Here we go. This one's going to be... This might make friends into enemies. Are you ready? Here we go. Captain America, the first Avenger. That's the first Captain America. Most of it takes place in World War II, I believe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Against Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think this will make friends or enemies. I think Ant-Man is... I like Ant-Man better.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep,
I agree.
First Captain America movie, it's really fun. And I think the effects on Steve Rogers are really good. I think they still hold up because I think this was on one of the channels just recently, and the effects still hold up. And it, even though it gave us a great character in Peggy Carter, like I think she's a really strong character.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed when they canceled her TV show. I actually enjoyed watching that TV show.
Right. I like the Howling Commandos. I think that's cool.
Ant-Man seems like a more rounded character compared to that movie.
Well,
more interesting character.
Okay, there you
He's
go.
More very
interesting.
More interesting.
Who's the bad guy
and,
in Captain America in that first?
The Red.
Red Skull.
The Red Skull.
And it gave birth to Hydra, dude. So I mean, it's like if we were gonna get to the points of which movie had more ramifications on the Marvel Universe.
Nope, we're not.
That I would say Captain America. Which one do I like
Favorite.
More? I would say Ant Man.
Which one would I watch between the two first? Would be Ant Man.
All right, that seems pretty simple. Ryan, what about you?
I'd probably have to go Ant Man.
It doesn't
but it's
matter.
Almost unfair. It's almost unfair because it one has like got the comedy element to a stronger degree.
I guess, but I think
like,
if you go back
like
Ant Man.
Right,
go ahead.
I was going to say Ant-Man approaches like Deadpool like focus on the comedy element.
Okay, well I'm not really interested in how fair you think it is. I'm just interested in your your opinion on the
favorite. What's your favorite?
Well, in that case, I'm going to say Starship Troopers. Son of a bitch.
I knew you would, which is a fantasy movie, not a sci-fi movie. All right. Here we go.
3-1.
Iron Man 2, which I do not remember.
Whiplash.
Oh, Whiplash, that's the one where
what do you mean my bird?
Yeah, Whiplash, and he goes around the track, and he's got a trackage suit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
War Machine is built.
Oh, yep, against Doctor Strange.
Ugh. All right.
Ryan, hey, what was those end credit scenes during Doctor Strange? Do you remember those?
I heard about them after the fact.
Amber does not like to watch...
Awesome.
I like the fact that Amber sits through two-hour movies, and then she can't sit another 4 minutes.
Right.
2 hours and 4 minutes is my limit.
That's I'll start this one. Iron Man is a good movie here.
Iron Man 2.
Like, I think it's...
Iron Man, huh? Yep. Iron Man 2.
No, no, no. Okay, Iron Man 2 is a good movie here. But I don't think it's near as good as Doctor Strange. There's a lot of depth and magic in Doctor Strange. Whereas...
There is depth and magic. I agree.
Where it, and high fantasy.
High fantasy.
Whereas... Whereas Iron Man, we've seen him multiple times.
Three movies, and, to be exact.
Yeah.
All right, so gets, you're voting for Doctor Strange, it seems like.
I do.
All right.
Very close, Doctor Strange, though.
Okay.
I think they're still getting the formula down. Like, because they build formula, they have formulas for these things, and, like, Iron Man 2 had a lot of interesting, cool things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Justin Hammer... Sam Rockwell's character was really cool. Like, when he was, like, trying to make his own Iron Man suits, and they're all really terrible. And, like, that one guy is, like, you know, like, inside the suit, and the suit, like, turns 180 degrees and, like, rips the guy. I thought that was pretty funny. But Doctor Strange, I like him better as a character. I like magic. I would say this is a fantasy movie. It's not a sci-fi movie.
I don't know. He goes to space in this movie.
Oh, shit. Wait, he goes through different dimensions. Space, yeah, though.
Goes in dimensional space.
Is it space, though, if it's a different dimension?
It's tough to say.
What about ether? If he goes to ether, the sci-fi?
Plus, it has living artifacts that choose you. And okay. I think that puts it over the top.
Sounds good. So we got two Doctor Stranges. What about the rest of you two?
I agree.
All right. What about you, Dave?
Of course it does. It's about a mage.
No, I'm so... Oh.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tight.
If, that if one's tight.
Him,
yeah.
They called him Tavi. Ryan would say, like, that movie wins forever.
I've actually never seen Iron Man 2. Tavi. I think that's the only one of these movies I haven't seen.
Well, we're going to find out, because we got some more. We got four more to talk about. All right, here we go. The original Iron Man that ends with I am Iron Man against the Avengers. Marvel's The Avengers.
Is it the start? What's the most important? Is it the start of the start of the journey or the culmination of the journey?
Yes. So talk about these movies. Iron Man is the first Iron Man movie. He goes to the desert. He's got to build his suit. His heart goes fuck. He builds cool. Pepper Potts is there. She's sexy. Things happen. All right. And what happens in the Avengers?
Everybody gets together. There's Hulk.
Lucky Pokey Stick.
We have a Hulk.
Stoke. Iron Man fucking stops a nuke from New York or something, right? The invasion went from the... Is it the Kree? And then the fucking...
Nuke goes to space.
Yep. Sends a nuke to space. The secret is I'm always angry.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's like, I'm just a guy with a bow.
No, that's the other dude. Oh, that's Age Ultron. That's Age Ultron, yeah.
Yeah, Age Ultron, yep.
Okay, so...
But it was at the end we finally see that Thanos was behind everything.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
It's tough because I might be a split decision on here. It might be a split decision.
Yeah.
I am Avengers.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick the Avengers as well, just because it has never been done before, where you had a series of movies all shared universe that actually made it to a culmination.
Okay.
Something bigger than its the sum of the individual parts.
I'm gonna go Iron Man because something had to start this freight train.
Okay.
And Iron Man did a good job.
Alright. What about you, Ryan?
I'm gonna go Iron Man as well. Ugh. I think I like the story. I mean, I like when people get together and high five and shit, but I feel like the Iron Man story is super solid. You know what I mean? Like, it was a fun, cool story, and he was a good damn Iron Man, and he, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Iron Man, I think, is one of the like most complete movies around. It has good pacing. It's got a good villain. It's got it's cool. But Avengers has that scene where they're flying through the non-cut scene where they're all fighting and fucking they're doing their shit. So Avengers wins. Yay, go Avengers. All right, next one we got. We're closing on here. We got Iron Man 3, which nobody remembers, against Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Okay, so Iron Man 3 is... all I remember, really, is at the end, Pepper Potts gets saved. by him putting her in a suit, in his suit or something like that, and all the other drone suits he has. That's all I really remember.
It has the Mandarin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't that the new roadie in there, too?
That was the second one.
That was the second one.
Never mind.
Right. No, it has the bad guy. It has the guy who wanted to, who, like, at the very beginning was all, like, there, like, a flashback, and he's all, like, hey, man. He's all, like, nerdy and stuff. He's like, hey, Tony, I want you to join AIM. And that was, like, a huge thing for me, because AIM is, like, Advanced Idea Mechanics, which is, like, a super evil organization in Marvel, that which is all, like, all they do is, like, build cool technology and sell it to supervillains and say, like, hey, we came up with this fucking dimensional portal thing. And they're all like, okay, cool, we'll sell it to you for $500 million. And people are like, okay, cool, here's this. So they basically, all they do is make cool technology and send it to villains.
That's interesting.
Isn't this the one where Rhodey and Iron Man are fighting back-to-back? I think so.
Nope, that is...
That's the second one.
Yeah, that's the second one. This, the third, the third one is where Tony crash lands and his suit is all damaged up and he hangs out with that little kid. It takes place on Christmas.
He's all depressed.
Right, and he's all because he's having that tons of like post-traumatic stress about having PTSD. Blown through a fucking portal in space to the other side of the galaxy with a nuke. You know?
Yep.
So he's having tons of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and he releases all his suits, and they have the Extremis virus, which is that thing that basically can give people superhuman powers and stuff like that, but it burns them out.
I remember that.
Okay.
All right, and all that, that's Iron Man 3 against Guardians of the Galaxy, which everybody remembers.
Right.
So, vote away.
Brian, you vote first. I want to know your feelings on something.
I'll go with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why? Why?
Because it was super fun and new.
Yeah.
I got
you. And this is the third one of Iron Man. And it was okay. Actually, this one I don't remember that much.
Yeah,
it didn't stick with me.
I knew that was going to happen, especially with you, Ryan. No offense, but I knew you'd be like, "Did I see two? Did I see three? Which Iron Man is this again?" Because they're easy to mix up.
But like the fact that this one isn't super memorable is a negative for me. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go Guardians of the Galaxy because I thought it was a fun movie.
Bum 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 bum.
Because Adam will build Guardians of the Galaxy based on soundtrack alone.
I really can't. Right. Based on the soundtrack alone.
I'm going to play Guardians as well out of this two. Just because it is... I think there's like five movies that I watch a lot. And Guardians is one of those that I can just put on at any time.
Okay.
And just, it's fun.
Good deal. And Dave T, your vote doesn't count. Doesn't matter. But which one would you pick?
Guardians.
All right. Let's move on. Avengers Age of Ultron, which I've seen a gazillion times because it's always still on TV, against the original Thor.
Oh, Ryan loves the original Thor because he's talking all Renaissance Festival.
So what happens in the original Thor?
He starts off being super cocky, and he's all like, hey, look at me, I'm Thor, I can do all whatever he wants. I can go and fight frost giants, I can do all this stuff like that. And he gets banished from Asgard to Earth, and the hammer's thrown there, and it's like, and Odin is basically saying, like, hey, you know, if you have the power of Thor, you shall be able to lift this. You know, if you're a good the right person for the job, you'll be able to pick up this hammer again. And he's got to learn to be selfless and caring and observant of the world around him and stuff like that and not make rash decisions.
Yep.
Also, and we meet, what's her name?
First appearance of Hawkeye.
Yep, Hawkeye.
Yep.
As Overwatch.
Yep.
Where's your guy in the porch?
Right.
Perch.
Okay, that's Thor.
Natalie Portman.
She does stuff. Natalie Portman doing shit. And then Age of Ultron, they're all together fighting Ultron, who is created when Jarvis dies. We get the first appearance of Vision. And they all fight, and Scarlet Witch, not the first appearance though, but she's in there along with Quicksilver, who meets an untimely
Speedy.
End.
Is this the one where the whole city gets lifted in the air?
Yep.
I like this one a lot, actually. I'm gonna go first because I got something to say. I liked the event. This is one of my favorite adventure ones. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really cool. And even though Thor is super funny when he says Renaissance Festival shit at the restaurant in the original Thor, I don't think the movie is as complete. Like, there's whole scenes where they feel a little questionable, like when Hawkeye's, like, searching around that one place and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It seems like it's not as fleshed out. It's still fun, but I don't think it's as good as a movie as The Avengers. So.
Okay. Next.
Dave 2. Not Dave 2. I'm going to go with Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say Thor, because I think they're both great movies, but I liked Natalie Portman.
She does make that movie pretty good.
Dave's...
I would probably watch Thor over Ultron.
What? You're crazy.
I didn't like Ultron as much.
You're crazy.
I fucking great love movie. Vision, so yes. Vision.
Okay. I do like that you get introduced to the Thor people in Asgard. It's pretty cool. Like, they're just all cool. Like, it's a cool place, a good introduction, but all the Earth scenes, other than the funny ones, I feel aren't as good.
I can understand.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. All right, Dave, you're the deciding vote. Give us something.
Like I said, I do like the scene where, like I touched on earlier, with the Hawkeye going, like, when Scarlet Witch is not able to, like, she's scared and nuts. He's like, dude, I'm a guy with a bow surrounded by this guy and this guy, and this guy has armor and shoots lasers and does this.
None of this makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah, just do it.
Just go do it.
Right.
So what's your vote?
I'm going to pick Age of Ultron.
All right, sounds good.
Because, I just like it. I like team movies.
All right, so we've talked about most of the movies, so the next semifinals and finals should go pretty quick. Here we start with the semifinals. Round one, we got Captain America Civil War, where everybody fights each other, versus the original Thor The Dark World. Not the original. Thor, the second one.
Civil War.
Civil.
I'm going to say Dark World.
Okay.
Yep, I'm with you on the Dark World.
Interesting. I don't remember the Dark World being that good. I remember it being fine, but I don't remember it. Like, I can't tell you scenes that stood out to me. You know what I mean? Where I can tell you scenes that stood out with Civil War, despite the fact that they all get angry with each other. So I'm going to go with that one. So that's another contestant.
Remember that old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, round two. Oof. Everybody's lovable criminal, Ant-Man. Versus everybody's unlovable neurosurgeon or brain surgeon or Doctor Strange. Ant-Man versus Doctor Strange, which Ryan can complain about and say, this isn't fair.
That's like putting Brazil against fucking England in the finals.
And sometimes that happens.
Right.
Brazil would just crush England. But
what if it's in space?
That is a sci-fi documentary on soccer. I don't know.
All right, how about I say it this way? It's like putting Spain versus England in the finals.
Anyways, I got one versus Ant-Man for Dave 2. I think I heard Ant-Man.
Yep.
What was the other one?
It's Doctor Strange.
Strange, right.
Oh. I'm going to go with Ant-Man. But it's because they have different feels, but I'm going to give Ant-Man the edge.
Okay.
Because it's funny. Ryan defaults to funny when in doubt.
That's fine. Everybody's got their thing.
I noticed. It's cool. Ryan defaults to funny when in doubt.
It's kind of true.
It's
fine. It's just like, I'm going to pick Doctor Strange because it's gave me something like Ant-Man has tech. Is what he has basically a technology that does something. Doctor Strange gave me a world that I hadn't seen within the Marvel universe. It gave me magic.
Yeah, I agree. I love Ant-Man. It's one of my favorite movies, but I'm going to go with Doctor Strange just because I like seeing that cool stuff out there. Which leads, Adam, you are a deciding vote between Ant-Man and Doctor Strange.
I feel like if I had the proper training and the proper... Christ. Tech, I could be Ant-Man. So I would like to be Ant-Man.
Sounds good. Ant-Man wins. That's cool. All right. We're moving on to the other side of the bracket. We got Marvel's The Avengers, the first Avenger, where we may not be able to save the world, but we sure as well goddamn can avenge it. Versus Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Okay. I think this is a little tougher for me, having watched both of those a lot. Oh, is that the... Are we okay?
No, go ahead.
All right. I feel I'm going to pick Avengers because everything that has come before it has led directly into it, and everything that happens after it has a direct connection to it. Guardians, the first one, while it is great, it has very few threads that connect it to the actual world of the... So okay. I'm going to pick that it's the connecting threads make Avengers for me.
Okay, next. One for Avengers. All right.
I'm going to Guardians.
Okay.
Not even close. I just liked it better.
But because it's funny?
No, well, it actually is. I actually like the bite-sized movies sometimes more than the ones where they all come together and I forgot some of the details. So yeah, now it's like, Dave enjoyed it more than me because he remembers more shit. Well, fuck you, movie.
What about you, Adam?
I'm going to go with Guardians.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember what happens to the Avengers. Who are they fighting? Oh, no, I'm remembering now. Oh, God, Guardians is good, too. This is a tough one. I'll flip a coin. Looks like Avengers wins. But that's a 50-50 for me. They're really good. So on this, what I failed to realize is that I didn't do the last part of the first round for the second time. So the last time we have, this is the first round for the second part. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which we all just saw, versus Howard the Duck.
Versus Howard the Duck?
I ran out of movies.
Right.
So
there's only been
15.
15. I was going to say, you're on an odd number, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Yeah. Guardians 2.
All right.
Oh, Howard the Duck is pretty...
I knew Adam would say that. Okay, so here we go, age 2.
Leah Thompson has sex with a duck.
That almost brings it back, but...
Almost.
All right, so round 2, we got the Avengers Age of Ultron versus Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That's tough.
I'm going Guardians. I actually just like Guardians more than the Avengers franchise.
I'd go Guardians too. Over Ultron.
It's a feel-good movie.
What does that mean, Adam?
I like it better.
Does that mean you're going with it?
I will go with it.
All right, so it doesn't matter what me and Dave say. Guardians 2 wins. Interesting. Guardians 2 is in, Guardians 1 is not, which I consider Guardians 1 being the stronger one, but I guess it got bad seeding. So. Okay, so here we go in the semifinals. Captain America Civil War versus Ant-Man.
Civil War. Hands down, Ant-Man.
Okay, we got a Civil
War. Did we do this one? I thought we did this.
That was Doctor Strange. No, this is the finals here. We got this Captain America Civil War versus Ant-Man. I got one Ant-Man. I got one Civil War.
Ryan.
Civil War is pretty good. It actually is pretty damn good. So it's hard because I can't default to just the funniest one.
Right.
I'm going to go with Civil War.
All right. Dave, what about you?
I'm going Civil War.
Okay, that's good. All right, on this last side, we got Marvel's The Avengers, the first one, versus Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I'm still gonna take the Avengers.
Yeah.
All right, that makes it easy, Avengers. So, in the very finals, we have Captain America Civil War versus Marvel's The Avengers. They have humor, but they don't have as much humor as Ryan would like, so that we're going to pick one of them.
So it's basically The Avengers
versus or the Avengers.
Or The Avengers minus Thor and Hulk.
Yes.
But plus a bunch of little guys who are more within the same power realm.
Yep, Civil War or Avengers. Give me your vote. I'm voting Avengers because I like it when they're all happy together and it makes me feel good.
And they're all eating shawarma at the end.
That's correct.
Avengers.
But Civil War, is that where Spider-Man came in and like Ant-Man was throwing shit?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going with that one. That, to me, that was super fun.
Becomes Giant Man.
Yep, it was. I just didn't like that they fought each other and they were angry at each other at the end. I mean, that you could make the argument that that's the only movie where the bad guy wins. The bad guy basically won in that movie.
Yeah.
He fulfilled his ambition of trying to disrupt the Avengers, like draw a wedge through them, and he did so.
Right, he literally says, I in no way can beat you.
Yep.
It's like, so what's the only weapon I can use against you is yourselves. Like, he's in that prison thing, and like fucking Bilbo is sitting there going like, hey, we got you, we got you, you're not gonna see any light and stuff like that. And he's all like, and you didn't even win. And he's like, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, you did.
So you're making a case for the movie.
Yeah, I'm saying they're both very good.
Right. They're both great.
So,
but
which way are you going?
Like, I'm going with the Avengers. I've been riding the Avengers train because I love that movie. That movie got me in all my feels because I never thought they would ever make an Avengers movie, and when they finally got to it, I was like, this is absolutely everything I could possibly want out of the movie.
All right.
And I think also if that movie wouldn't have worked, we wouldn't be where we are right now with the rest of the universe.
Yeah, it'd be different seeds. We would probably have, you know, a different movie in the finals.
I don't think we'd ever have Phase 2.
All right, cool. Good job. Thanks, everybody. That means Civil War or Captain America. No. What is it? The Avengers.
Avengers, right?
The straight Avengers.
What the fuck? It's just called... Oh, Marvel's The Avengers is the bestest movie around. Good job.
Most favoritest?
Famousest? Yeah, well done. Oh, Jesus, that took forever. No, I'm just kidding. Good job.
Ryan.
Yay!
I like that you default. You're like, what is more funniest to me?
Well, here's the thing: I generally feel a little less happy. Like the Avengers, for me, I didn't like as much. I liked Thor. I was just interesting, as I noticed that a lot of people were high on the Avengers, where I was a little lower. So then the funny ones would take over because the Avengers would be worth against funny. But anyways, right.
I think Ryan and I are in the same boat.
Agreed. Okay, let's go back to our regularly scheduled program. What else we have to talk about here?
Ryan, do you have anything cool, man? You haven't talked about anything super cool lately.
Let's just think about a bear. How do you use
against a bear? Jujitsu gets a bear. Right.
All right, let's take a look. Wait for the bear to make a move. All right, when it attacks, duck and shoot. I don't know if you can do that against a bear. Take its back. Well, if you can do that, that's good. It won't be able to reach you with its short arms. Yep, agreed. Go for a rear naked chuck. Ooh, that's hard against a fucking bear. They're really big and meaty. When the bear passes out, you will fall forward. You did it. Now snap out of your fantasy. Realize you died somewhere around step two.
I thought that was hilarious.
That is really good.
That is pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, you can't shoot in against a bear.
It'd be funny if you tried.
Shoot it. The picture at the end where the bear is just like sitting on top of the stick body.
I do think I'd work against a dog though. If you can get dog's back and just fucking choke it out, I think that'd work.
Amber was you know how Amber had that thing with the crocodile, fighting how to fight a crocodile or alligator?
I like checked out of that thread, so you're gonna have to remind me what the fuck it was about.
Well, the short story is it was about that, but anyways, we saw another. There was a story where there was a girl, like I think she was 12 or 11, and she actually got grabbed by an alligator. And in the interview, she said, like, well, I thought about the show where I was watching these crocodile wrestlers and how they would, you know, try to hold their mouth shut and stuff. And then I thought, like, if its mouth shut, if I stick my fingers in its nose, then it won't be able to breathe, so it'll happen to open its mouth. So, like, wow, that's some poise while being attacked by an alligator for, you know, a 12-year-old girl. So she stuck her fingers in the nose of the alligator, and it let go, and she got away.
Yeah.
It's good shit. That's kind of... So anyways, so
we have her on the podcast.
Alligator.
Hey.
That's impressive.
A bunch of 30-year-old dudes want to talk to you. Okay, cool. Anything else around?
I found a thing that NASA is looking at doing missions to the moon. So they want to do a mission to the moon and have people stay on the moon for a year in preparation to going to Mars.
Yeah, that makes sense. It'll probably give you a lot of information on what happens with low or no atmosphere in extended periods and low gravity too, huh?
The only problem is it said over the course of 25 years, it will cost $1 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
There it is. Although, I guess certain budgets that you multiply them by 25 years, I'm guessing lots of them are in the trillions.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Over 25 years, what is that? How much trillion are we talking?
Yeah.
Ryan, get that calculator going.
Well, no, I don't know. What's the question? How many trillion?
Well, we need to know how many trillions, because it might break down to like 50 billion a year, which isn't terrible for a federal budget. I mean, it's a lot, but, you know.
So, I had this thought.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I was thinking the other day, what if we towed an asteroid into, like, I don't know, Earth's area and started trying to terraform an asteroid?
Would this be a good idea?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think we actually have the technology right now to tow an asteroid.
No, I know, but what if we did that? Could we terraform an asteroid instead of terraforming, like, Mars? Or the moon?
Well, would that be easier to do the moon? I mean, we have a giant moon right there.
It takes, like, 3 days to get there, though.
Okay.
What if we...
So,
I don't know.
Where, you know, we have to go past Mars to get to the asteroid belt, right?
And no, then we just wait till one, find it. Just wait till one
then
comes
we find
in.
Find an asteroid. Somehow wrap your chains / bungee cords around it. Hook it up to the back of the old Buick, and then start driving back.
This just seems like a sci-fi movie gone awry. We're just gonna nudge it into orbit, and then all of a sudden it blows up the planet.
Armageddon 2.
I'm just saying.
Bruce Willis.
If it were somehow possible to bring an asteroid close enough to the Earth, could we terraform it?
I think you've got a better shot at the moon, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And terraforming takes like generations. That's the problem. It's a slow, slow, slow process.
That's not a problem. That just means we got to start now.
Yeah.
Here's what we should do. Instead
I'm just kind of spitballing.
We should.
We know.
We should dig more tunnels, Ryan. Everyone knows. Elon.
Hang on. Did anybody think this was a lot well thought out plan by Ryan, who has charts and graphs, or do you think he's just spitballing? Curious.
Just spitballing.
Adam.
What were you saying, Dave? Because I did read something similar where somebody talked about tube technology to get to India in like 3 hours or something. Somebody seen that on Reddit today?
Yes. Not on Reddit today.
Elon Musk is all about this of hypertubes. He's like, let's just go on and like dig because it's like following the curve is so much slower, like build tubes.
Well, tube technology.
Right, I know. Tenacious D thought of this years ago.
They're working on this hyperloop, right? In theory, I think I read where you can get from like LA to like Chicago in like an hour.
Tenacious D and Brave Fleet profits. I think they're profits. They got two kings. They got high tube technology.
Right. Tube technology.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know I won't be the first person to ride a tube. I might be like the 5,000th person to ride a tube, but I won't be the first.
Well, depends. Yeah, then there's a point. Like, what if they were like, here's $1 million. Ride this tube.
I can't do it because you'll be like, hey, now offer him half that much. I bet he still does it.
But say half as much and say cash money in your hand right now. And I think you'll be fine with it.
Yeah, it's true.
I think I'd do it. Test it out. It'd be fun.
Yeah, but...
Oh my god, the humanity!
If it goes awry, well, you don't want to be the first person to do it.
No, I'm sure they would test it many, many ways and many times before
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you being the test guy.
Oh, yeah. The guinea pig?
Yeah.
The fucking monkey.
Many chimpanzees were armed in the testing of this.
Right? Fucking space monkey here.
Okay, you guys want to... You got anything else, or should we? You want to end it on some D&D plotline movie trivia, which is bringing a triumphant return here.
A return?
Plotline movie trivia.
Yeah, triumphant return. I like it. All right. We'll end it here, and then we'll call it a night, because I think I'm waking people up just by having this podcast. My bunker isn't very big, so the sound resonates, and everybody else that's sleeping in the bunker can hear me. So, all right, let's do this. Let's start with this one. Adventuring together via the golden path of fate, travelers must travel a dangerous path to defeat an evil sorceress bent on revenge for the death of her sister. Along the way, they must utilize the power of a cardinal direction.
I think we all got it.
Alright, what was the, was it a key word that gave it away?
Golden path.
Yeah, yep. I thought that'd be too easy, but you guys deserve to win, so good job.
Well, if you know Ryan gets it right away, he's like, yes!
Alright, let's see. A party of adventurers is assembled to hunt down an extra-dimensional creature in human skin before she can find a mate and give birth to a new generation of creatures. I see everybody but Ryan.
Well, I'm just trying to... You just read it too fast.
Oh, sorry. Just let me know. A party of adventurers is assembled to hunt down an extra-dimensional creature in human skin before she can find a mate and give birth to a new generation of creatures.
I think I have a guess on it.
All right, let's see your guess.
What's your guess?
Well, it actually reminds me of Species.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly. Yep.
Okay, all right, good. Sweet.
It's really gross.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. These are all easy now that we talked about movies for like an hour and a half. All right, let's do this one. After discovering and cracking a coded message, a woman must pilot a strange device to reach the author's territory.
Oh.
Douglas Adams?
Think I know?
After discovering and cracking a coded message, a woman must pilot a strange device to reach the author's territory.
See, I would guess based on previous discussions more, but but movies Chris liked that we talked about last time.
We don't think we talked about a movie last time, did we? Maybe we did, I don't know.
Talked about Interstellar last time.
Oh, that's not what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's not a woman.
But it seemed too much of a stretch.
Yeah.
And you could change the sex of a person in this story, I would think, without breaking the...
No, I generally don't, because I find that to be too obtuse. Then people are like, wait, that wasn't a woman. Fuck you, asshole.
Okay.
That's my Adam impression.
Oh, I don't say that.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, what do you two got?
Contact?
Yeah, good job.
3, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
I don't build one when you can build at twice the cost.
What's that, Ryan?
Yeah, I like that movie, but I don't remember the plot.
People got mad at it because she meets her dad. I think it was a really ingenious way of dealing with not having to worry about what a fucking alien looks like.
Well, yeah.
And they explained it, too. So
yeah.
They took the form of something that she would understand.
Yeah, which makes sense, but people hated it for that reason. They're like, what the fuck? We sat through all this. We don't get to see an alien. God damn it, I hate this movie. It sucks. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Apparently, this is the night of easy ones. An adventuring group is so split over a moral dilemma, they eventually gather allies and come to blows. The mastermind behind the split is eventually caught and defeated. Or was he?
Oh, yeah, this one's too easy today.
I know, see? It fucking sucks.
Otherwise, I would never have gotten it, so feel good about that, Chris.
All right, which one is that? Captain America Civil War. So.
Yeah.
Good job. Too easy. I'll come up with some harder ones in the future. We're running out of movies that don't involve, like, fantasy. Like, all the good movies are fantasy movies. Seriously. You have to start dipping into westerns and shit. So.
Ooh. Cowboys versus aliens.
Yeah,
that's right. There is a man with no name on an adventure.
And he does things. Yeah. Okay, thanks everybody for joining us this week. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Our email address is geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, and our Facebook page is the same thing. Anybody else got anything to say, or are we good for the evening?
Boom, 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 boom.
Sounds good to me. All right, night everyone.